This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last study, we tried to understand some keys to effective leadership in team dynamics. Now let's look at personal dynamics in leadership. Moses is a good case study. He was humble, not jealous for his own position. He was glad to share responsibilities, but though that's true, he was unwilling to compromise his own calling and God's will for his people. Though compassionate and patient with others who showed signs of competition or compromise, when he corrected or challenged them, he wasn't arrogant or proud. When God was ready to destroy them, Moses interceded. His prayer in Numbers 14 is a compassionate, reasoned persuasion. God didn't give all Moses requested, but more than at first seemed possible. Moses stood between God and his people, seeking to promote the interests of both without compromising either. His biggest challenge was to promote the interests of the Israelites, who often stumbled and grumbled. This took its toll on Moses and drained his physical and spiritual energy and spiritual sensitivity. Numbers 14 and 16 finds him getting impatient, impulsive, and more direct. When the people grumbled again, he prayed to God, who answered him, "Speak to the rock before their eyes," Numbers 20, verse 8. Moses vented his frustration and struck the rock with his staff instead. God gave them water, but because Moses disobeyed, God barred him from entering the promised land. When weary, you are vulnerable to blowing your cool and missing God's blessing on your life. Listen again. When weary, you are vulnerable to blowing your cool and missing God's blessing on your life.